Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app, Apple Podcasts. If you are on Android, recommend Spotify or the Five Reasons YouTube channel where you can get all of the rest of our content. Also, check out Off the Floor. That's our Discord server, 10 different channels for just $2.99 per month. Get away from Twitter. Communicate with real Heat fans all day long, as well as us. We provide the updates, in-host updates. They go there before Twitter or the podcast these days. Check it out, Off the Floor. $2.99 per month. Link right here in the description on the podcast feed and on the YouTube channel. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network, includes our friends over at Autograph. You may have noticed I've been putting exclusive videos on Autograph. There'll be another one going up on Monday. Use the code 5, F-I-V-E. This is where real fans get unreal rewards. We've given away lots of cool stuff in there. A $500 Bam Adebayo signed jersey went for $13. That's the kind of thing you can get on Autograph. It's free, so just download it. Check out the Miami Heat page, and you can find everything there. Use the code F-I-V-E. That's 5, F-I-V-E, on sign up. And now, today's episode.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor. Ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing. You can check the score. Hustle hard. Couple scars. Wearing bubble frogs. Just like Butler said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing. Got an all band. Y'all seen the block. Stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust. It's power, have the guts. We're here to bring the heat. Y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick and at Five Reasons Sports. We've got Alex Toledo. You can follow him at Tropical Blanket. And look, we've got to acknowledge it, or at least I've got to acknowledge it. I've got no way out at this point. You know, there is footage. That is the problem with the internet. There is footage. I actually put it on Twitter because I was that confident, saying that the Boston Celtics would not win a championship this season. Man, did that go wrong. They're up 3-0 in this series as we're recording this. By the time that you hear this, they may be NBA champions. They're going to celebrate this championship for the next 30 years, just like they've been doing basically with the 2008 title. It's going to be the greatest title ever. Bill Simmons is going to be insufferable. The Ringer, that whole crew, ESPN, it is. And here's the thing. We understand, honestly. Alex, we understand. Like, our downloads have not been what they were over the past couple of weeks, and I don't really think it's us. I just don't think Heat fans want to hear any of this stuff at this point. And the good thing here is, and I'll get against my mea culpas, the good thing here is at least it's going to be over soon. Like, we can pivot. It's a new season. It's just one title. That's it. It's not a dynasty at this point. And we can pivot to what we're going to do, which is we're going to do a series of draft episodes, starting with some retrospective draft episodes, looking back at your friend Michael Beasley, the Beasley draft, the Wade draft, the Hawkins draft, the Jovic draft, the Bam draft, the Hero draft, the Maxi draft. We're going to get into all of those either here or on Playback. Check out playback.tv/5RSN. You'll be able to follow the ones that we do there. So we're going to do that, and then we're going to bring on Adele and Nat Hanifin and all our other people who follow the draft more closely than we do, and they're going to educate us on some of the players that the Heat might be interested in. We'll do that the week before the draft. And by the way, it looks like I am going to be going to the draft. So we'll have coverage from New York for 2 days and also from Miami with Alex and Brady, and then obviously Greg anchoring some podcasts. So it's going to be over soon. We're going to pivot, but I do need to address it. I don't want to just go. I said over and over, Alex, that the Celtics would not win a championship. Where did I go wrong?
Oh, man. Honestly, I don't know what you're referring to, because as far as I know, the NBA season ended after the Heat were eliminated. So in my mind, all that's been going on is Florida Panthers hockey. I'm all into that. So, and I'm very impressed by the Panthers going up 3-0. You know, they're on the brink. They're on the brink. It's amazing. It's great for the city of Miami. And frankly, I have no idea what you're referring to. But in all honesty,
First thing, Alex, I just want to clarify two things. It's not the city of Miami. That's I'm a Broward person.
I'm sorry.
And that's Broward's team. You can't claim it. They haven't played down there since
Broward people get to claim the Heat, so it's vice versa. I don't want to hear it.
That's true. We got to give Broward something, and I live right
across. Bandwagons are allowed to get jumped on, but not others? I mean,
the bandwagon's here. At least there's not as much traffic for the bandwagon, so I'll take it. So we're not crossing the county line for a little while, at least until the Heat play their first preseason games. But yes, you can continue, but I just wanted to say that. But I do appreciate your sentiment, because to me, the Panthers championship cancels out the Celtics championship. Like, we got one too, and not only are we going to get one, and I don't want to jinx it, but I can't see the Panthers losing that series. I don't want to jinx it, but they're just much better than Edmonton. But the thing is, like, not only are they going to get one, but they beat the Bruins.
Yeah.
Again. Two straight years. So technically, even though the Celtics beat the Heat, the Heat beat the Celtics last year. So we're still ahead of Boston, regardless of what happens. And but don't claim
New York Rangers.
Beat New York too. Well, yeah, that's always good. That's good. All right. So anyway, you haven't been following. I will say this, okay? I'm not gonna cling to that they had an easy path excuse. Although I could. Okay. So I'm not using this as an excuse, but let's just go through some reasons, maybe five reasons, okay?
Perhaps.
Celtics had a historically good regular season. Very good regular season. No way around it. Dominated the conference. Weak conference, of course, but before the year. Season. Yeah, they're best team in the league. And look, they finished way ahead of Milwaukee, which was a highly touted team before the year. Philadelphia, the Embiid injury affected a little bit, but look, they finished ahead of those teams in the West, which of course had to beat up on each other, but good for them. Okay. They had a very good regular season by wide margin. They made two excellent trades. One of which, you know, the Washington, that just looks like a ridiculous deal at this point, the way that whole thing played out. But I will say this, it took some foresight from Brad Stevens. There were people, including Kendrick Perkins, by the way, former Celtic ESPN analyst, who didn't like the trade at the time because they were giving up on Marcus Smart and his playoff toughness.
He said similar things too, if I remember correctly.
We did. We're going to forget that. But yes, okay. So look, they made a good trade. Now the other trade, I mean, F Joe Cronin, right? Like, I mean, that's right. I mean, I remember that day. Because I was driving down to a watch party at Biscayne Bay Brew House for the Dolphins. Okay, I think they were playing the Bills, which didn't go very well. And so I was heading down there, and the car, that trade hit, and I knew that the Heat had interest in Drew, or at least Jimmy's camp had interest in Drew, and the Heat at least inquired. I was told they actually were willing to give up more for Drew than they were for Dame. But when I saw who he went to, that's the thing. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Yeah. Like, seriously, like, this is like intentional sabotage at this point. And the thing about Drew is, like, what was making me feel a little better about it was he really didn't have a great regular season. I mean, he fit, but he's not an elite offensive player anymore. He struggled in the playoffs historically over the past 3 years. And he's had a terrific NBA Finals. Like he's been like their most consistent guy, honestly, in filling all the gaps. And so at this point, like, it just sucks. Like, there's no way around it. Like, Joe Cronin essentially handed them the final piece. Like, okay, you're gonna miss Marcus Smart. Let's give you someone who's a million times better. You know, for that exact
Marcus
role.
Smart,
right?
No, honestly, they've done a great job building that team. And I had questions because I thought the Porzingis deal was a good one, but I also, you know, I mentioned the Smart toughness thing as well. But, you know, like you said, they got Drew, and I have a similar story to you. I was at Tap 42 that day. We were about to watch the Dolphins Bills game, and everybody groaned when they saw the notifications, you know, piling in about Drew Holiday. It's like, oh, you know, he just went through this whole Dame saga that ended so sour. And then, like, you know, mere days later, or however long it was, Drew is getting traded to the Celtics. And after they had already traded, you know, for Kristaps, it's like, man, it's just you know, it was brutal because it's two teams in the conference. And look, it was a great, both of them were great moves for them. And like you said, Drew is just elite at filling in the gaps. And now because he's not, you know, there's no pressure on him to be like one of their main playmakers or one of their main scorers. He looks even better because it's like that stuff is a bonus when he gives you like a good scoring game like he did the other night, you know. And then, you know, the last game, he didn't score as much, but he still does the other things. And it's like that's exactly what you need from those type of guys. You know, he's like a super role player, and he's frankly overqualified for that. You know what I mean? He was in a bigger role before and has been pretty much his whole career, even the past couple of years before this. And, you know, in his first year being a super role player, he did a fantastic job. So I hate giving them credit, but you got to give them credit because, you know, they went all in on basically a six-man rotation. And, you know, they have other guys playing, but, like, they have, like, their core six players. And then the other, you know, you have some other guys like Hauser and Pritchard and now, you know, Tillman, for example, filling in minutes whenever there's needed. But they went all in on, you know, these six players are going to take us there. We're going to have a couple of guys on the fringe who'll get minutes, and they did a great job. Like the, when you look at the team, the way that it's built, it's like the most modern team, right? When you look at like two great point of attack defenders who can make plays and fill in the gaps, like White and Holiday, who do it in kind of different ways, but are both, you know, elite guard defenders and can play above their size. And then you look at, you know, they have the two star wings, right? And then after that, they've got the two stretch bigs, and one of them is better than the other in Porzingis. But like, it's a very modern build, and they just, you know, they went all in on the right six guys. And I think, you know, it was great moves because they lost a couple of players in order to do this. Like they had to, you know, let go of Grant Williams. They had to trade Marcus. They had to trade Rob Williams and Brogdon, and like guys who are a real part of their eight man rotation in the season before, and you know the past couple of seasons. So it was a risky move. It really played off, and if I remember correctly, they also got a draft pick or two in the Porzingis deal, which is insane. So I mean, I hate to give them credit, but they did a great job.
No, they did, and look, that trade is looks even worse under the light for the other teams that were involved in it, and so you do have to give them credit. Not only to that, but they trusted a coach who honestly looked completely overmatched the year before. I mean, you know that was part of the narrative the season before was Spo just ran circles around Missoula, and I mean if you remember, like you and I were there, like at the arena, like there was a lot of talk that the players had tuned Missoula out, okay, player meetings, all kinds of stuff, and to come back 1 year later, potentially win a championship here, when I think we acknowledge Ime Udoka is a really good coach. And I mean, look at Houston this past year and the way he's turned them around fairly quickly. And, you know, his issues were not on the court and they lost him. They had to transition to a new voice and they bet on this new voice. And again, it's worked out. We're going to get on the other side of this, and we've talked about, this in relation to the Heat. No, we're going to talk about it in relation to the Heat. But I want to say this clearly, not that I'm making excuses. These are reasons, okay? They had an excellent regular season. Credit to them for getting the seed, okay? We talk a lot about how the Heat regular season has to matter for the Miami Heat. It mattered for the Boston Celtics. They built good habits, okay? The Heat used to talk about that. They used to talk about building habits during the regular season. Now it's kind of like, let's just get healthy at that point. And then that didn't even happen. Just get there. And I know they're trying to change that. Obviously, that was Riley's availability press conference, right? Here's the thing. I have a suggestion, by the way. Pat wants everybody to be more available for the season. I want Pat to be more available to speak to the media. Can I ask for that? Can that be the trade-off? Can we get him three times per year? Maybe. I know he wants Spo to be the only voice, but it would be nice. Anyway, I guess we are going to get him after the draft, right? That's going to count, I guess. That'll be the second one.
Hopefully, yeah.
But I think so, and probably Adam Simon as well.
If I remember correctly, just sorry to interrupt you, I think he came out with Jaime and like did the picture thing with the jersey, and then but didn't speak. Is that right? What happened?
Okay. I think so. I don't want to say specifically. I'll say this: if they go get a prominent free agent, he'll probably or trade acquisition, he'll probably arrive, and it's just nice to hear from Pat. That's all.
Adam Simon will speak for sure.
Yes, but beyond that, okay. Again, these are not excuses; these are reasons. they have had a soft ass run. Like, I mean, there's no way around. I mean, and it doesn't matter. You don't put an asterisk on this stuff. Okay. You don't put an asterisk on the Raptors. No, you don't. You don't put a asterisk on the Raptors title because Clay and Durant got hurt. And I don't put an asterisk on the Lakers title. I actually think that was one of the harder ones to win. And I think if the Heat had won it, they wouldn't have gotten any respect for it, but they should have. Okay. All the circumstances of that season and being in the bubble and all that. You don't put an asterisk on it. But, I mean, come on. I mean, first you get a Miami Heat team that was already not very good. I mean, we've acknowledged. And then didn't have Jimmy Butler. The Indiana Pacers. I mean, the Indiana Pacers, like the Cleveland Cavaliers in their condition, not an elite team by any means. Mitchell gets hurt by the end of it. Not that it would have mattered. It might have extended one more game.
Same thing with Halliburton. Pacers,
yeah, what happened with Halliburton? But again, the Indiana Pacers, like we were kind of mocking the in-season championship and all that. Again, the Heat should have gone up there and won that damn game, and then they might have been in that position. But still, okay. And then this Mavericks team, like – very flawed. I'm very flawed. I mean, like, and again, I'm gonna make a couple on this too. I thought they could win this series, but I mean, is Luka the worst defender in the league or the second worst? No. I haven't really figured it out.
No,
he's
not good, but I don't think he's bottom of the barrel. I'm not saying he's good though. I'm just saying like
he's James Harden level of not caring.
He can't be guarding star players, like, you know what I mean? He can't, and that's the really the flaw is that him and Kyrie. I mean, you know, again, Kyrie tries to make up for it. He's not god awful, but having both of them there playing that many minutes, you know, it's really hard to work around those things. Like, you know, they have solid guys, but those flaws were really, you know, exposed in this finals. And you know, unless they miraculously pull something out of their ass, like, I think it's over. And again, credit to the Celtics because they not only did they build like the modern team, right? Like, but they did it with a five out system where everybody can shoot, everybody can make a play with the ball for the most part, you know, have different spots on the floor in different ways. Like, it's, you know, the Celtics don't have many flaws on, and it's not just on paper. They play really well together. Again, they're not unbeatable. They're a great team though. Like, I don't think they're unbeatable. But yeah, like, you know, things have gone right for people who end up winning the championship pretty much every year for the past few years. Like, you can find an asterisk to put on just about any championship ring if you really want to, you know, go through that exercise. Like,
but there have been teams that have been much more tested than this.
Exactly.
I mean, look
at Dallas's road to
right. The finals compared to Boston. And honestly, Boston caught a break by who came out of the West. And I you know, that's if you look at
it, didn't make the playoffs last year.
Correct. I mean, correct. And credit to them for getting there. Okay. Just like credit to Minnesota for beating Denver, which would have, I still think Denver would have, if on all cylinders, would have been I would think they would have beaten Boston. I still believe that they weren't on all cylinders in that series. So we'll never know. Okay. And they caught a bad matchup and Murray was kind of inconsistent and they missed players off the bench that we talked about all season that they might. Boston, and we'll go to the break here, and then we got 5 minutes to wrap. But like Boston, again, I give them credit for what they've done. I'm not going to put an asterisk against it. It's a real title, okay? But I mean, come on. I mean, look, those Heat teams in I mean, if you go to the big three Heat teams to win those titles, look at the level of players that they had to beat. That Indiana team they beat was far better than this Indiana team. There's no, if you put that Indiana team of Paul George with sort of prime Danny Granger, even Lance Stephenson, Hibbert, of that group, okay, you put that, they would destroy this Indiana team, okay? They'd grind them into the ground. They'd destroy this Indiana team. There were – and the Boston teams that the Heat beat, I mean, even though there were advanced age players, okay, at that point with Pierce and Garnett and Allen and the first – like, far better than anybody Boston has had to beat on this road. And then even if you look at – they beat Durant and Westbrook like in their like rising prime and then beat the Spurs. Okay. Durant, the Spurs, Westbrook, like, and right. And they beat and Ibaka and Ibaka. beat the Spurs, who were, again, maybe not the most dominant Duncan, but you're talking about arguably the best power forward ever. Kawhi rising, still Ginobili and Parker being effective, and one of the two or three best coaches of all time. This is not that. Okay. But it's a championship. I'm going to give them credit for it. I'm going to mea culpa on it.
Maybe you can use your jinx powers to jinx the Celtics championship.
To jinx them. Give up the 0-3. You really think this Dallas team is going to win four straight games?
No, but honestly, that would be like, let me just do a little bit of fan fiction here before we keep going.
Imagine
they blow the 0-3 lead. You know,
Doc is not coaching there anymore.
at the biggest stage after they almost did it against the Heat last year. Like, that would be amazing. Yeah. That would be perfect.
Well, they could blow the 3-0 lead and then win game seven, and then we've got to talk about them for another week, which I really don't want to do. Go Panthers. All right, we want to tell you about a great sponsor, the Five Reasons Sports Network, Insurance by Lynette.com, A Aggressive Insurance. You can find her at 954-581-8800. It's 954-581-8800. Insurance by Lynette.com, life insurance, homeowners insurance, renters insurance. She can handle all of it for you. Also, she is probably the biggest Heat fan we know. She's on all of our streams and all that stuff. So why not talk about the Heat and talk about how wrong we are while you're getting yourself taken care of with the best possible insurance? 954-581-8800. We're glad we sent another client to her a week ago. A lot of people from our network go visit Lynette. She's in Lauderhill, but she can service the entire Tri-County area. 954-581-8800. Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. As you know, we heard from Pat Riley recently. Everybody has an opinion on trades, free agency, who they should keep, who they should give up, who they should get. Well, whatever it is that Riley and the Heat do, you don't want them giving up too much and getting too little, right? Well, the same is true of shaving products. And that's why I use Harry's shaving products. I love the weight and handle. I love the way it looks. And I love the quality of the shave. I have a little bit of trouble growing out a good beard, so better to just shave it off and make sure that it looks somewhat professional. These are German-engineered blades made in their own factory, so they stay sharp longer. It means you can use them longer, and also they've got customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for other big brands. Also, I would recommend the shaving lotion as well and the body wash. So check it out. You can go to harrys.com/5. That's harrys.com/5. You'll get a $13 trial set for just $3. Again, don't pay too much and get too little. Same is true of shaving as NBA transactions. Harrys.com/5 for your $3 trial set.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
All right, we're going to do this here in a minute each. We talked about what the Heat can learn from the Celtics. I don't want to do that again. I'll just ask you this, and we'll both give one little speech and wrap. Do you think that the Celtics winning a championship will affect in any way that the Heat operate this offseason? Not what can they learn in terms of putting together a team, but do you think that the rival, that the Heat have been pushing them back, keeping them from winning titles? I know they lost to Golden State in the finals, but they kept them from winning a title a couple of years, or at least getting the opportunity. And now it's like, okay, we just gave it to you. I mean, Jimmy was hurt. We didn't care about the regular season, et cetera, et cetera. Do you think this will change the way they operate at all?
I hope so, because and it hurts. I can imagine why this hurts for Heat fans, probably hurts for the organization too. I imagine where it's like, not only did this happen, but to a much smaller extent earlier, you know, when the Bucks won in 21, after you had embarrassed them earlier, it's like, okay, they got there before you, but they had been like kind of in that contention. You know, they went to the conference finals a couple of years before that. But this one is painful, because it's like, this is the team that you played, what is it, 4 out of 5 years in the Jimmy era. You know, you got to the finals twice in this era. Now they got to their finals twice in this era. Both teams constantly in the conference finals throughout the Jimmy era. Like, and they do it before you. It absolutely hurts. It's the Celtics. It's the rivalry. And they're going to be absolutely obnoxious about it. And you know what? Heat fans would have been the same. So, except they, you know, the Celtics are just way worse about it, obviously. But no, in all seriousness, I think that, like, it does come back more to the team building stuff, where it's like, what can you learn from the way that they had, you know, like the five out system is really hard to come by, where it's like you got to have good players who can shoot the ball and play defense, right? And it's like, you, like we've said for so many years, like it feels like a lot of times they have like one and a half way players or like one way players, you know, like guys who are not necessarily like the same level on both ends, and sometimes can be liabilities. And it's, again, it's easier said than done, but I think that's the stuff you should be, you know, trying to make happen. It's like, you know, building around your best players, adding the role players that fit who can play both ends of the floor. And that's honestly like, because what happened with them is what you hope for and what the Heat have benefited off, frankly, in the Jimmy era too, is other teams getting injured, whether it's their best players or certain role players. Like, that's always going to be, you know, one of the bigger differentiators in the playoffs. It's not always the better team that wins. It's who's healthier. And like, missing Porzingis for most of the playoffs is not nothing, but because how good their other players were, it's like they were able to just kind of move past it and, you know, give some other guys a little bit more minutes. And because of the way that they were built, was, you know, losing Porzingis, you know, didn't matter as much quite as the Heat losing Jimmy and Terry, or, you know, Indiana losing Halliburton halfway through, or the Cavs losing Mitchell halfway through. I just think, you know, their luck ended up working. They made their own luck. That's the best way I could wrap this all up together and end this rambling. They made their own luck. Things broke right, even though, you know, the things that broke right for them outweighed the things that broke wrong. And that's what you hope for.
Nothing really broke right for the Heat. But again, I think a lot of that was their doing. And I think what they have to look at this offseason, there has been this feeling in the organization that over the past few years, there's been a few teams that could win a title, right? And that was what Spoelstra said before the season. We think we're one of those teams. I think there has to be an acknowledgement at this point. They were not one of those teams this year. They just were not. When your net rating is hovering around zero, it's just not fair to say you're in that conversation. And even if Jimmy had been healthy, they weren't beating this Boston team this year. I think it's fairly safe to say. And I think that internal sort of look, okay, or introspection has already happened. And now it's a question of, okay, do we actually think we can win in this Jimmy timeline? And what is it worth giving up? Or, and something we'll talk about on another podcast that I got into on Playback the other night, is it time for sort of a transition here? And I don't want to give too much of this away because we'll be on another 20 minutes, but I just think that, you know, we were talking about the Lauri Markkanen possibility on Playback, which you and I did on a podcast. And I was saying, look, maybe you do trade the farm for Lauri Markkanen with the intent of paying him $50 million a year. You don't extend Jimmy, and you use this as kind of the all-in, fill in the pieces any way you can year. See if you can make it happen. And then, again, I still think Jimmy's going to leave if they don't extend him. I think he'll leave after this season. But then maybe you're okay if he leaves. And you've built you have a new base around Bam and Markkanen, who are, you know, of the same age. And then, you know, and you have the 15th picker this year. So I just think that they have to be honest with themselves about whether or not, this is the question that they need to ask and they need to answer it honestly. Are we in our current direction? Are we one of those teams? Okay. This season, they were not. Boston turned out to be the team. It's frustrating. It's annoying. I just hope they get it over with tonight. Honestly, I don't want to watch it anymore. And then we pivot to the draft, and it's one title. Yeah. The Heat still have more since 2008.
Credit to the Mavs, by the way. Credit to the Mavs for putting together, like, you know,
By the way, I got to correct that. They don't have more since 2008. They have more since 2006. Anyway, I wanted to just say that. All right, that's it. We're getting out of here. Thanks to our sponsors, insurancebyledette.com, Autograph. Use the code 5, FIVE. Have a good night, everybody, as best as you can. Ignore the parade.
The 5 on the floor on the 5 Reason Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, Our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.